Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. It's 8 o'clock. It is Friday morning, July the 9th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere on Earth, including to your smart speaker at ksje.com. Glad that you are with us. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching us this morning. The video is streaming live to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us as well this morning, because coming up in the next few moments, we are getting an update on all the programs and events coming up soon at the Farmington Public Library, so stay tuned for that. That interview begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. And then, of course, next hour, Mick Hess is going to be here roving with the arts. And Mick is featuring some more great classical music on the program. That is not a picture of Mick on the screen, but one of the composers that he is featuring on the program this morning. Noon today, it's the Cop Shop with the Farmington Police Department. Chief Steve Hebby will be here. Nicole Brown, the Public Information Officer. We invite you to join them for the program coming up today at noon. Of course, the chief was recently the Grand Marshal in the Freedom Day's 4th of July parade held on Sunday. I'm sure he'll have some good stories to tell about that. And much, much more coming up today at noon on KSJE. This afternoon, of course, our coverage of the city tournament for the Connie Mack World Series continues. We kicked it off last night, of course. Two great games now in the books. Two more games on tap for tonight, beginning at 5:15 out at the sports complex. We'll be carrying all the action live, of course, as the radio home of the Connie Mack World Series, beginning tonight at 5:15 p.m. on KSJE and, of course, online at ksje.com. Don't forget, of course, in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can connect with our Instagram page as well. And let's talk about the weather, shall we? Heat advisory in effect for today and tomorrow. It's sunny right now with a temperature of 77 degrees already. We're on our way to a high today of 100, overnight low of 67, sunshine and warmer tomorrow with a high of 103 in Farmington, 70 overnight, a bit cooler on Sunday with a high of 96. A high of 95 with sunshine on Monday. Well, let me turn to my guest who is here with me this morning. Jenny Leibowitz Ryan is here from the Farmington Public Library. It's always great to have you here. Jenny Lee, good morning.
That's not my middle name.
Isn't it?
No, sorry.
All these years I thought that was.
I know,
I'm so sorry to get
that wrong. It is confusing, yeah.
I'll talk to my staff about that. Yeah, the notes were wrong. Show prep notes. So anyway, good to have you here. Welcome back to
KSJE. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
Yeah.
Summer's going well at the library.
It is. We're having a lot of fun. We're still at the reduced hours, but our plan is to add more hours after Labor Day, which, if you recall, that's when we would go from our summer hours to our winter hours.
So, gotcha.
I know people are asking for more hours. We are steadily working to get our staff back.
Right.
and to restaff.
Like every other business
exactly,
in the area,
yeah,
in the nation, so. I would say. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
So good. So that's hopefully good news for folks.
It is
folks.
Good news, yeah.
And so
yeah,
we'll watch for those.
Excited.
Labor Day, but right now it's summer reading season, isn't it?
It is summer reading. So one of the things we started during the pandemic was doing, online programs.
Right.
So we're still doing the online programs, and we still think that those are going to continue, especially until, you know, children are cleared to get the vaccination.
Right.
So be watching our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, our website. You can always go to our calendar at infoway.org, and you can find those virtual programs. But we are doing a few outdoor programs
right.
as well. So we've converted some of our regular programs to outdoor programs. So part of summer reading yesterday was we had Ann Lincoln. So she did a virtual program in the morning.
Nice.
And an in-person program
nice.
In the afternoon outside, and had a pretty good crowd. Everybody
okay.
was socially distanced. It was a lot of fun.
Right. Well, we're getting used to going back to gather together safely. And
right.
so it all is happening slowly but surely, which
yeah,
is good to see.
Absolutely. So
yeah.
So summer reading has historically been online, at least
to register.
And logging your books.
Yes.
So
oh, yeah, I've been doing that too.
In the memory of children who, you know, if you're old enough to remember when it was like a paper program, you're probably in the adult program.
So. That would be true. That's
yes.
probably true. That's right.
So for the kids, it's always been online as far as they're concerned.
These days,
so,
that's
yeah.
right.
And it's super, super easy. Go to infoway.org. There's a picture of a squid or a seahorse over
okay.
on the left-hand side.
Like you would find in New Mexico.
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So...
because the theme is
tails and tales
everybody.
Yes,
just so there's no confusion as to why that would be that way. But tails,
exactly.
T-A-I-L-S, radio audience, and tails, T-A-L-E-S, is what we're talking about.
Isn't that funny?
And there's a big blue whale on your
there's
poster.
There's a big blue whale on
yeah.
our poster. So go to infoway.org, look for the sea creature on the left-hand side, pick your program, register, and then log your books. If you're an adult,
right.
you want to read and log 6 books online. If you're a teen, you want to read and log 5 books online. And if you're a kid, you want to read and log 15 books.
Okay.
Now, it sounds like a lot, but everything counts.
Everything.
So when you watch our virtual story time,
counts.
Count it.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, we say that right in the story time. Say, you know, now you get to log this book.
There
so,
you go. Okay.
You can watch videos. You can listen to audiobooks if you're on a road trip. You can read comic books, magazines, digital books, e-books.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't have to be from the library. Just whatever you're reading.
Count it.
Log it.
There you go.
By July 31st. So
okay.
We're getting close to the end.
That's true. We're less
yeah.
than a month out.
Yeah.
So, see, there you go. Almost half a month.
Yeah.
Right?
So make sure you log it by July 31st.
Okay.
You get a free limited edition summer reading t-shirt.
Right.
Those will be available for pickup on August, starting on August 9th.
Okay.
And we're going to be having a foam party that day for the
FOAM
kids.
Party,
yes.
Not telephone party.
No, a foam.
Okay. Interesting.
Foam.
Party. Okay.
Yes.
There you
August
go.
August 9th.
All right. Nice.
We're going to just fill that South Amphitheater with foam.
Okay.
And you can play
like,
it. And
like
then
one
can,
does.
Yes. And then you can go pick up your t-shirt if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't. It's like it disappears and it's like magic foam from what I understand. So, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Moms and dads, you heard it here. So when you get a bunch of foamy kids showing up back at home, you can blame Jenny Lee Ryan. There you go.
But they'll have new t-shirts.
They will have new t-shirts. True.
If they completed the program.
Very
true. That's the key. You got to log the books online.
Right, right.
To get credit, to get your t-shirt.
Exactly. But everything counts.
Yes,
and there you go.
Counts.
And I do want to share a personal story.
Go on.
Yes, that I received a prize.
You did.
From the Farmington Public Library, because I had registered for summer reading and I had completed one challenge.
You liked your book.
Yeah.
You logged your book.
Yeah.
Before June 1st.
Yeah.
So that was the early bird challenge.
There you go.
And we sent out coupons to the address that we had on file.
Yeah. And I got it. At first I thought it was like a fine or something.
No.
Oh my goodness, what I do at the library.
No,
it was a prize. I was
yes.
so excited.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yeah, so you got the early bird challenge.
I did.
And that's something new that we're trying this year. It seems to be working really well.
Nice.
So When you log in, there's a little tab at the top and it says challenges. Click on that and you can see all the different challenges.
There's more.
Oh my gosh, there's so many more.
Yeah.
So there's, for adults, it's read something outside of your comfort zone. So there's a bunch of different themes. There's a bunch of, you know, there's some easy ones like reread your favorite book.
Right.
And then there's some, you know, harder ones.
So like, I would guess if you're having trouble thinking about what to log, the challenges would give you some ideas.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then if you're still having trouble finding something to read, use Novelist. It's linked on our website. Uh-huh. It's a free resource from the library. You can type in your favorite author and it'll give you authors that are similar.
Nice.
So, it's really fun.
See?
Just one of our many databases.
Yes, so, you have lots of those.
Yeah. So for the teens, this is so fun. Teen Bingo. So you pick up a bingo card at the youth services desk.
Right.
And then you go and you complete the challenges. So when you complete challenge number 13, you mark off box number 13 on your square.
Right.
So if you get a row, five in a row, you come back and you can get a gift card.
Can I stand up and scream bingo wherever I am?
You know what? You do you.
Okay.
Of course, you're not a teen, but, you know.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So I'm not eligible is the point.
You are not eligible. It is for teens.
Okay.
And then if you get a blackout, you get another gift card. So lots of fun prizes.
Okay. Yeah.
So for the adults, for every challenge you compete.
I am one of those.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone you complete, you get entered into a drawing. So it's a chance to win fabulous prizes.
There you go.
And then for the kids, every week there's a new photo challenge, there's a new riddle, and log a book. So you can do all three challenges each week.
Okay.
And then we do a drawing.
Right.
So what we'll do is we'll draw your name, and then we'll post your summer reading username on the marker board in that next to that circle desk in the rotunda.
Right.
If you see your username up there, you take it off the board, you take it over to Youth Services, and you get a prize.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, been a lot of fun. And then we also have a Cricut Joy prize pack that we're giving away. This is for all ages.
Okay.
So, it's the...
This is that crafty thing.
It's the crafty thing.
Okay.
So, find a craft, like maybe in our collection, or you can use Creative Bug, which is free with your library card,
right?
Or pick up one of our youth services crafts or adult services crafts, pick that up, upload a picture, and you'll be entered into a drawing to win the Cricut Joy prize pack.
Nice.
So yeah, the challenges have been really, really fun. You can find out more, just go to infoway.org, register or log into your summer reading account, and it's all there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not too late.
No.
Okay.
You've got until July 31st. So
okay.
You've still got time.
Good.
If you register today, you can log books that you read
up to today.
In May. Yeah.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
There's no book police.
No.
No.
No, no, no. We just, the important thing is to read because,
right.
You know, reading skills, that's, you know, and especially.
Well, that's true. That's been the whole theme of the summer reading program since time began.
It's kind of our thing.
The first one, Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
It was, you know, read something.
Yeah, read
right?
something. That's a whole other.
Yeah. I know. It's a whole other show.
I know.
Right. Is there a label on this apple? Anyway.
So, and, you know, especially with the year and a half that we lost in school.
Right.
Where we struggled with trying to do, you know, the hybrid. I know it was really tough. It can help reinforce the skills. It can help develop new skills for kids and for adults. It's always good to set that example. If you're reading and you're showing that reading is important to you, kids and teens are going to follow.
Right.
They're going to do the same thing, even if you don't have kids. You know, my nieces and nephews, every time I see them, I'm like, what are you reading right now? And they roll their eyes.
Well, it's the library.
But then they tell me. And
yeah.
I actually find really good books.
Right.
When my nieces and nephews tell me.
They probably think, oh, I better start reading this. Aunt Jaylee's coming to visit. I have something to tell her.
I hope so.
Yeah. See?
I do.
So
yeah.
There you go. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I like it. That's very good.
Yeah.
So there's some other events that are coming up at the library that we want to talk about this morning. Because as you mentioned, you've been having some virtual events, but you are slowly starting to do more in-person events safely.
Outdoors.
When possible.
So,
and
we've converted Real Readers to Campfire Tales for the summer.
Right.
So it's an outdoor movie. We've got the big inflatable screen.
This is next week.
Yes. And we want to make sure you know it's 8 o'clock. The last one we did was at 7 o'clock. Sun hadn't quite gone down yet.
Right.
So we're going to try it at 8 o'clock to make sure it's dark enough to
see
the
film.
Movie.
Yeah.
But people showed up for the last movie, had a great time. It's a movie on, you know, on the lawn, get comfortable, bring your dinner, bring your picnic basket, bring your picnic blanket, whatever.
Okay.
Just get comfortable and watch The Meg.
The Meg.
Which is based on a book.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
So right.
You don't have to read the book before you watch the movie.
Right.
But it helps with the the book versus movie discussion.
The big and debate. Exactly.
And so we have multiple copies of the book. You can go and check it out now, I believe.
But that is next Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
So at the library, of course. And it's, again, outdoors on the lawn. So
right.
If you show up, you can't miss it. You'll see where everyone's gathering.
It's a big inflatable screen. You'll notice it.
Right.
So it's a big lawn, too.
So there's plenty of room.
I believe it's on the north side of the building. So kind of that behind
the
building. Because the way that sun sets.
Kind of that northwest
shadows.
Side,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, there's math involved. And
I'm sure some of your folks have probably figured out the optimum spot for the screen.
We are planners, aren't we?
You really are. It's true. So, but that is coming up, Safe Outside, an outdoor event on Wednesday, July 14th for a radio audience at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
At the Farmington Public Library, kind of the real readers outside called Campfire mm-hmm. Tales. There really is no fire, though, right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I tried to convince them to get an inflatable fire or a fake fire, but no go.
Okay. So. But that's okay. It's hot, so
You can bring your pre-made s'mores or your s'mores-flavored Oreos or whatever it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. I like it.
Yeah.
Then I want to talk about the drone obstacle course.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited.
That is happening. You have to register by July 21st for a chance to win a drone.
Yes.
And then the obstacle course will be July 22nd through the 24th.
Right. So go right now. Infoway.org, click on the events calendar, find the event, sign up for a 30-minute spot. So that 30 minutes, the courses are yours to test out. And there's a beginner, there's an intermediate, and there's an advanced. So if you are a, practice drone pilot.
So you have to have your own drone.
You
or borrow a drone.
We will have drones for you to
use. Oh, you will?
As well.
Okay,
yeah.
Look at that.
So
if
you've been thinking about buying a drone and don't know what all the hubbub is about, you can try out ours.
Okay.
Watch out for trees, and cars.
You have to sign up.
Yes.
Go. Okay.
Yes.
And that's the point.
So sign up and reserve a 30-minute spot, and it's 30 minutes that you can, test out the drones and try your hand at the obstacle courses, and there'll be, you'll have to fly through hoops and a whole bunch of fun stuff.
Wow.
But if you register now, so you want to register before July 21st, especially if you're one of those people that want to try out the obstacle course because you've been thinking about getting a drone.
Right.
Register now, and you could actually win a drone.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
Everything you need is at infoway.org. Luke Renner from the college is setting up the obstacle course, and then he's going to do a special demonstration. So if you want to see some...
Is it with yo-yos?
No, I believe it's with drones, sweetheart.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Well, I just think when I hear Luke Renner, I think yo-yo.
He
is the yo-yo guy.
He's more than the yo-yo guy.
Apparently.
Though. Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
Which is good to know.
Yes, exactly.
So, and of course, I would just put a plug for San Juan College. We have a drone program.
Yes.
You can actually go to school to learn how to be a drone operator.
Yeah. So if you go to our obstacle course, find out you have a special skill,
right.
We all have hidden skills that maybe we didn't know we had, and be like, you know what? I am a drone god or goddess. So
sign right up.
Yeah.
There you go. Because again, and from the college standpoint, there's a lot of maybe job opportunities for licensed drone operators, even in this area. And so we have seen that with a company that has started up from the college. We've seen it with this college academic program. Anyway, so this drone obstacle course is a great idea.
And we have worked with the airport.
Right.
Smart. So if you want to... Yes. If you do want to, if you have a drone, want to fly it, I believe the library grounds are now drone
approved.
Yes. Again, you don't want to fly it into traffic on 20th or on the overhead. We were practicing yesterday and someone almost flew it into a car and it freaked out the driver and the drone pilot.
That would do it.
So.
But you do have a large lawn and not a lot of high trees on the south side of the library,
correct.
I know. And that probably would be a great spot to try out your hand and have an open space.
Right. So the drone obstacle course, again, is going to be on the north side. Again, shade and comfort.
Okay.
But so there are some of the obstacles are trees.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. So we have to register before the 21st.
Register before the 21st. Register now. Spaces are filling up. So
it could be sold out, I guess, or no more spaces by the 21st if you wait.
Right.
So be careful.
Do it now.
Okay.
Go.
There you go.
Go.
And then the obstacle course will be open from the 22nd through the 24th.
Correct. So,
but you need to have that reservation to use it.
If there are spots available, you can take your chances and walk up.
Okay.
I would not recommend that. I would recommend registering so that,
you get the chance to win the drone.
So, yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Nice.
So,
okay.
We'll try to fit everybody who's interested. You know, we'll try to, get everybody in. If we have to do a second drone obstacle course,
Will you have staff on the roof of the library to retrieve the lost drones?
I don't know about the roof.
Okay.
I'm unsure about the roof, but we will have staff if you need help or, because they are a little tricky. You, as a drone pilot, they're a little tricky when you first get them.
Yeah. Well, and some work better in a wind or breeze than others, and that's one of the things that you learn.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah. Okay. Drone obstacle course. Coming up.
I'm so excited.
Very good. And then we also have some more trivia to talk about, because this is happening later in July. And let me get rid of the little bug there so we can see the date, July 28th, 6 p.m.
Yes.
Another sunset trivia. So this is another outdoor safe event. One that you used to do kind of virtually with Zoom.
Yes.
We're now able to do it in person, outdoor safely.
Yeah, our trivia nights we had started right before like 6 months before the pandemic. So
right.
We were building a following. And
in
then the
person.
Pandemic, yeah, and then the pandemic hit, so we did it virtually. And now we're doing trivia outdoors.
Right.
Hoping to bring it back to, the in-person that we started with, because that was a lot of fun. You can compete with a team.
Right.
You can compete by yourself if you know all things Disney.
That's what the theme is this week, this month. Right.
Yes. Wednesday, July 28th, it's going to be Disney.
Okay.
It was one of our more popular in-person ones when we first started it. So we're, kind of bringing it back. Different questions.
Of course.
So if you were in the first one,
Now, Disney is a big theme. I mean, it could be anything. So it could be anything. It could be theme parks. It could be movies. It could be, I don't know. Right?
You are correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, so if you're one of those people like me that you're like, 10 things you didn't know about Disney, number 9 will shock you, and you scroll through and you're like, I knew all that.
Right.
Then you need to come to this trivia.
There you go.
Yeah.
True. Okay. Very good. 6 p.m., July 28th. Again, outdoors. So bring a blanket, bring a little chair, bring whatever.
Yeah, get
bring your brain.
Bring your brain.
You're all set to go.
Always bring your brain.
And your team.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. That's what's happening. And then in August, we want to talk about another event with an author visit.
I am so excited about this one.
Yeah.
So she is from Taos. Her book is Dark Horses. And Amanda, one of our librarians, read it, said she couldn't put it down. It's not a happy, it's not a happy feel-good book.
Dark Horses sounds a little dark.
It's a little dark.
Yeah.
But Susan Mihalik herself.
Yeah.
Is the dark horse. Like, nobody saw this coming. It's racing up the charts with the New York Times bestseller list.
Okay.
This is very reminiscent when I lived in Clarksville, Tennessee. We booked the Dixie Chicks before their first hit.
Wow.
So by the time they came to Clarksville, they were like huge. And we got them we got them right on the cusp. This is Susan Mihalik. She is like right on the cusp of being like the next
big deal.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I get it.
I could go to Novelist and pull up Rita Likes, but
right. Nice.
But, yeah. No.
And she's coming to the Farmington Public Library.
She's coming to the library. You can meet her. You can talk to her. She's going to be autographing books. We're going to have books for sale. We have copies of her book at the library right now. It's highly recommended. And, throughout the industry, this is like the big deal. And we've got her at the library. I'm so excited.
Nice job.
So, it's going to be just amazing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
read the book, and then you can, pick her brain and talk to her. And it's
so this is Thursday, August 12th, 6 p.m.
Yes.
And she's going to be doing a presentation or just there to meet and greet people?
It's an author talk. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, usually the author talks, we introduce them, they kind of talk about their process, talk about the book and then they answer questions kind of like at Comic-Con.
Okay.
you know, when we went. And,
yeah.
So...
But folks would have a chance to answer, ask questions,
absolutely,
and
yeah,
maybe even meet her one-on-one, yes, if there's time afterwards.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Great.
So.
Very exciting.
No, it's yeah. So make sure you don't miss that, because it'll be one of those things where then you'll see her like on the New York Times bestseller list, and you'll be like, I could have met her and
right,
I didn't. What
could have
was
got
I
her
thinking?
To sign your book.
Yeah. Do not miss this opportunity. It's going to be amazing.
Very cool. Yeah. And from right here in New Mexico, from Taos,
yeah,
she said. So that's always exciting.
Yeah.
So very, very good. My guest this morning, Jenny Lee Ryan, is here from the Farmington Public Library. We are talking about some of the events and programs that are happening at the library over the next few weeks. And you were mentioning at the beginning of the show how the library's hours are going to be hopefully expanded a little bit come September. That's your hope?
That's what we're hoping.
Mm-hmm.
That's the expectation. Of course, you know, as we've learned in the past year and a half,
Don't make a
happen.
Lot of plans that you can't
yeah,
change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But the plan is to, you know, open up those hours.
Right.
So, and we are planning to have the book sale.
Nice. A lot of folks look forward to that, including a big contingent of my San Juan College colleagues.
Absolutely.
Look forward to the book sale. Yes.
Yeah. So we missed it last year. And
right,
then with everybody at home during the pandemic, a lot of people cleaned out their house. So we have.
I bet you have a lot of new donations.
We do have an excessive amount of donations. So this is probably going to be one of our biggest.
Yeah. Okay.
So September 24th, 25th, books.
Okay.
Yeah, and
you set the
dates. We're going to get them out. Yes,
and
it's just going to be 2 days.
Happen. Okay.
Because you know, we are still trying to get our staff back.
Sure.
So it's a balancing act.
Right.
But
last book sale, some of it was outside for the first
yes,
few days when you had so many. Is that still kind of the thought?
Yes.
Okay.
That is part of the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which could still change.
It could
so
change.
We'll put that
yeah,
little asterisk on that conversation.
So
but
I will have details as soon as we, you know, solidify
okay,
things. But it's still, you know, trying to get staff back, trying to get them trained, because a lot of things
sure,
changed.
Of course.
A lot of our processes changed. And heck, I changed desks and jobs and everything
right,
during the pandemic.
A new cubicle.
So yeah.
That's true.
So the staff that we are bringing back that were on inactive status, a lot of things have changed. So we have to kind of reorient them and,
right,
you know, reintroduce them back into society. So.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, like everything else.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
that has
happened.
And some of them are coming happened, back in completely new positions.
Right.
Because okay, because
but I bet
the
they're thrilled to be back.
Oh my gosh, we're so happy to
yeah,
have them back.
That's
I
great,
missed them so much.
Glad to hear. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And of course, this year, we should mention, is the library's 100th anniversary.
It is.
Congratulations.
Well, thank
as
you,
I've mentioned numerous times, and we've talked about this before, but I think it's always worth repeating that,
right,
you know, for 100 years, 100 years is a long time.
That is a long
that's
time.
It's older than
yeah,
me. If you can believe it, I know.
A little bit, yeah.
Right? The Farmington Public Library has been serving the community from very humble beginnings in the study living room of a Farmington resident.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes,
that's really
so,
cool.
Oh yeah. So we're gonna one of the things that I did during the pandemic is we set up a photo booth.
Right.
So you can come in, get, and it's an underwater theme to kind of fit with the Tales and Tales summer reading.
Uh-huh.
That'll be up through when you pick up your t-shirt.
Right.
And then I'm going to convert the photo booth, I'm thinking, to a Roaring Twenties.
Oh, there you
theme
go.
Theme to celebrate our 100th anniversary.
Okay.
But we'll do it during September, so you can get a picture with your new library card, because September is library card sign up month,
right,
or maybe with a banned book during Banned Books Week, which is at the end of September.
Okay.
So that's, you know, if you need a good holiday picture,
hey,
you can use our photo booth with our backdrop. We'll have everything, you know, set up
there
for you.
There you go.
If you want to do a Roaring Twenties theme for your Christmas card this year.
Right. Have a bee's knees holiday.
Yes. See? Perfect. It writes itself.
It does.
So, yeah. So, and then I'll probably give the photo booth a little bit of a rest. And then when we put up our big old Christmas tree, if you
sure,
really want to wait till the last minute to do your holiday cards,
we know there are some
we'll
out
set
there,
it up by the
yeah,
Christmas tree so you can do your holiday cards in front of the Christmas tree. So,
nice.
It's really easy. All you got to do is, you know, push the button. And then when you get the picture you like, you email it to yourself.
Right.
And then, or you can text it to yourself, and you have the picture. It's free. You can do as many pictures as you want. So
there you go.
You know, do as many looks. But it's been a lot of fun.
I'm sorry, interrupted.
I was going to say over 600 pictures have
wow,
been taken when I checked last Friday. So
well, I
kind of check it every Friday and
cool,
upload the pictures.
I know you and I are a couple of those.
Yes.
Yes. And there are, I was going to say that there are some wacky props to use the photo booth.
That are going to end up in your pool later, but.
They could. I don't know. But you'll have some wacky 1920s props too for the centennial photo booth. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
Good to know.
Like I said, I haven't decided on the theme. Do you know like how many photo backdrops are out there that you can buy?
Apparently it's, many, right?
It's like crazy.
How about that?
Yeah. So I'm having trouble deciding if you know of a photo, you know, a backdrop that you kind of like that you think would be good. Feel free to email me.
Okay.
So at jlryan@infoway.org. Our email is currently down.
Oh.
And we're expecting through Sunday. It was one of our service providers was hit with that big ransomware attack.
Whoops. Not you.
Not us.
To be clear.
Not us, which is why our email is down as a precautionary measure.
Got it. Till they get back up.
You know, living without email is an inconvenience.
Right.
Losing everything to ransomware is a catastrophe. Well, so we're living with the inconvenience. But if you email me at jlryan@infoway.org, I will eventually get your email.
Okay. So, there you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Just don't freak out if no one from the library responds for a little bit.
Give them a little bit of time. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, just to recap our conversation today.
Oh, my gosh.
Summer reading.
Yes.
Register now.
Register now. Log your books by July 31st. Check the challenges tab for more chances to win.
Okay. Very good. Campfire Tales next Wednesday at 8 p.m. featuring The Meg.
Outdoor movie. Copies of the book are available right now. You don't have to read the book before you see the movie, but it's a lot more fun if you do.
Okay. And The Meg is, again, a book, not some kind of crazy cheerleader character.
Right.
Thank you. Drone obstacle course coming up July 22nd through the 24th. You register by July 21st.
Yes. Register right now. Go to infoway.org, click events calendar, find the event, and register.
There you go. Sunset Trivia coming up on the 28th of July featuring Disney outside at the Farmington Public Library.
Yes. Compete with a team, compete by yourself, compete with a friend. Or just show up to learn things about Disney.
There you go. And the big deal is author visit August 12th at 6 p.m.
Susan Mihalik, do not miss this opportunity. She's going to be big. The book is fantastic, according to the people that I've talked to. You will really kick yourself if you miss this opportunity.
And she is an up-and-coming author from New Mexico who,
correct,
if you haven't heard of her yet, you probably will.
You will.
By the time August 12th comes around.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. So there you
perfect,
go.
Perfect, yeah.
Jaylee, always great to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in and getting up early on a Friday.
I'm always amazed at how much I can cram into this.
Right? We cover a lot of stuff, but there's a lot going on.
We are busy. Even with the pandemic and the reduced hours, we're still very busy.
True. And for more stuff that we didn't even have time to talk about, you can go to infoway.org, check on the events calendar, and see all the stuff we didn't have time to talk about today.
Absolutely. And watch our virtual programs on Facebook Live or on YouTube.
There you go. Perfect. You should subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yeah, absolutely.
As you subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes.
See? And there you go. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Have a good summer.
You too.
We'll see you in about a month.
Yes.
Okay. That's Jenny Lee Ryan, everyone, from the Farmington Public Library, my guest this morning right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.